It's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the world, 866-90-RED-EYE. He is Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. RedEyeRadioShow.com. We stream live. Get our app, put it on your phone, and you can listen 24-7, 366 this year. Then back to 365 next year.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you the twists and turns here. I'm just going to get right to it because I'm just looking at you during the break and you're looking at me and we're just like, what? This is unbelievable. The breaking news overnight, New York Post having the story. It's Michael Goodwin had the story at 1248 a.m. I believe that would have been Eastern time.
Right.
And so it started after, you know, or, you know, right when we had started the show or right after we had started, right before we started the show. And I'd done all my show prep and I didn't see it till about, 40 minutes ago.
Right.
And it was like, this is unbelievable. I mean, this blows this story into, I don't know what it's going to be like when we get on the air tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing. If you now have one of the parties of those emails now coming out and issuing a statement, you don't necessarily need the FBI now to confirm whether or not those emails are legitimate.
No, you don't. Because what you have here, in case you're just tuning in right now, and this is just blows my mind. And we, just as we were coming on the air a little bit after 2:30 Central time, is when I just happened to be going through and I saw the Breitbart story. I go, okay, it's Breitbart. And I go, what? Oh, they quote the New York Times. What? This was sent to the New York Post. I went to the New York Post, and there's a statement from Tony Bobulinski. I think I'm pronouncing it correct.
Yeah, Bobulinski, I think is right.
Bobulinski. And there's a headline, Hunter business partner confirms email details Joe Biden's push to make millions from China. And this is apparently the note directly, a full statement from Hunter Biden's business partner to the New York Post. And so I'm going to skip around a little bit. By the way, Eric tweeted it out and then I retweeted Eric's.
Yeah.
A copy of the story. His tweet that the story is embedded in. Did Twitter block it yet?
They haven't blocked mine.
Oh, okay. I just thought about that now. Just very quickly, how can you ignore it now? You can't ignore it.
There's
now.
No way to. You can't.
You just can't. You can't ignore it. He says, my name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. This afternoon, I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. Then he goes on to talk about his family's military history and how he served in the military. Mm-hmm. And he said, I take great pride in the time my family and I served this country. I am also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant to this story. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. And he talks about the fact that he became an investor after he left the military, has traveled all over the world. He said, what I'm outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC Chairman Ye and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to, quote, the big guy, end of quote, in the much publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad, quote, the big guy, or, quote, my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that is not true, because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Johnson Report, that's the Ron Johnson's report, connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and had gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outing the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant and so I am not in a position to have to answer those questions for them. A side editorial note here. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck.
I do not have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind a Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. And then he ends, God bless America. This with the story that came out from Fox. I mean, the Fox story, I mean, it's minor compared to this. But the Fox story saying that the U.S. District Court subpoenas that they got for the computer was an investigation in money laundering by the codes that are actually on the actual subpoena.
Right.
That it's a money laundering investigation is what the FBI is or was looking into.
Yeah, we don't know if it's still an active investigation.
We don't know. No.
So that would be a question for the FBI. But then you also, you brought up too that you had seen the article in Breitbart that points to an upcoming investigative piece by the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, let me go very quickly back to that. Just what Breitbart had on it. And that's where I saw, I was just scanning and I'm sorry, I missed the story. I just didn't see it. Normally we're scanning and we find something within 15 minutes and, is over an hour later, more than an hour later, that we finally saw it. Here it is from Breitbart. A whistleblower CEO and Biden insider Tony Bobulinski released a public statement on Wednesday evening backing up the reporting of the New York Post from last week and claiming he personally witnessed Democratic presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden discussing business deals with his son Hunter. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal story has not published yet, several days after the newspaper staff indicated to some that the piece would come out. It is unclear why the journal has not yet published it. But President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week that such a story was coming from the newspaper. If Trump knew it, is that why he was so confident in calling it a criminal?
I think he knew that. I think that also he's probably... been briefed that of the activity and everything else that was going to be brought out by the media that outlined criminal behavior. I think he knew that, and that's why I think he was using that word.
Bobulinski's statement would be the first on-record confirmation of this from a source in the Biden universe. Hmm. Screenshots published by the New York Post indicate that Bobulinski was one of the recipients of the emails in question. The email was authored by James Gillier of the consulting firm J2CR. Now that Bobulinski is publicly confirming the authenticity of this email, which, again, he was a recipient of, that furthers the story significantly, and Joe Biden's presidential campaign does not deny their authenticity. That email was one of the many that the New York Post published from Hunter Biden's laptop. That includes emails where Hunter Biden described getting a meeting for the Ukrainian national gas company Burisma executives with his father during his time as vice president. The emails have rocked the presidential campaign in the final weeks of the race, and Biden has called them a smear campaign against him. Twitter, Facebook, when the New York Twitter and Facebook, when the New York Post first published the emails, censored the content. How do you censor this now? Now that you got somebody on record, that's more than you. You've got more than you ever had. Well, they never had anything on Trump. They couldn't even tell you what the crime was, or what the crime was, or what the specific evidence of the non-crime of collusion was.
Right, and it was all source stories. Everything. Yeah. Remember this that? Is not a source story. I could see it if the New York Post had put this out. If Goodwin had published this story and said someone familiar with the emails says they are genuine. Well, that doesn't really give us much. This statement by Bobulinski is more, it negates the need for or the immediate need for the FBI to confirm or deny the authenticity. Because now we know it. One of the parties of the email, just confirmed it. Thanks, Christopher Wray. You can go back to whatever you were doing.
Well, yeah, because all he's got to do, if he's presenting the evidence that he has to Ron Johnson's committee, you're going to get it.
Yeah, you're not the one thing. You might be, just again playing devil's advocate. You might call in or you might say something to the Washington Post. You're not going to tell Senate committees a lie. You're not about to.
Well, if he's on the email, does he still have the email? He might still have.
Right.
Look, I
on,
can.
On his server somewhere.
I've got it on my server.
I was the editor, if I'm management over at the Post, I'm New York Post, I'm asking him that question. Hey, I need you to prove that to me. How can you prove
you're
that?
Right. Yep.
How can you prove that to me that you're the guy that, everything is genuine here?
Are you going to vote?
Right.
Show me your voter ID. Oh, your license. Okay, and then show me
right.
Then show me the email.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, you're going to vote for Biden?
Right. Give me something I can, that I can use that tells me it's something solid.
Right. And they can do that. I mean, they'll be able to do that.
Yep. And And he's not about to lie to Senate committees. That's not going to happen. That's something you don't want to do.
Man, this is unbelievable. This is just wow. Well, we thought something might break on it.
Yeah. Well,
we had small things. Well, I won't say small things, but things breaking every day on
the thing with the subpoena yesterday.
Yeah.
And then just a matter of hours later, now this. Wow. I don't know. We had one of our listeners on Twitter asked, you think Biden is trying to get out of the debate tonight? I mean, look, we know they're not going to talk foreign policy, but there's no way it's not going to come out.
Well,
there's no way the president's not going to talk about
it. Oh, I do believe that this does fit under national security.
I think it does. Taking money from a communist nation, not a communist nation, the communist nation. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Knowing the whole thing was a setup. All they wanted was access.
Yeah.
As he stated.
So he said this wasn't
they weren't interested in a return on investment. They wanted access.
Access and influence to the vice president.
Right.
Wow. Well, we've got, if Biden wins, we have impeachment witness number one.
Well, here's the other thing. Okay, so now you've got to ask yourself, you're at the DNC. And they're having an honest conversation behind closed doors, not to the media, not to anybody else. They're having an honest conversation. How does this thing go away? It doesn't. He walks in with a big, heaping, steaming pile of baggage. He's going to put his hand, if he wins, he's going to put his hand on a Bible in January and swear? Really?
Wow. I mean, this is, I'm still trying to process it all, because there's just, you know, how do you respond? Well, we'll get to more analysis on this, because how are the Republicans going to respond in the morning? Have they responded yet? I got to check Twitter to see what's in the Twittersphere right now.
Right. Well, it's going to get very interesting this morning. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Throughout the day, it's going to be chaos.
866-90-RED-EYE.
As the seasons change, so does truck maintenance. Cold weather can affect everything from your batteries and air brake system to tire inflation and fuel lines. Make sure your tires are ready to roll through winter with the following maintenance tip. Underinflation is a leading cause of tire failures during winter, because when the temperature drops, so does your tire pressure. Check your tire pressure before every trip to ensure they're properly inflated and to get the best footprint and traction on the roads. Conduct daily visual tire inspections to make sure you haven't picked up harmful debris on the road. If you need a trustworthy tire service provider, find a TA Truck Service Center near you.
This maintenance tip is brought to you by TA Truck Service. More bays, more expertise, more solutions.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carlin, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Well, we had one of our listeners that responded to you and said Twitter threw up a pop-up screen that says headlines don't tell the full story when I went to retweet. Now, is that just standard
of what they do now? I don't know.
Because it's still the story, the New York Post story of the statement from Biden's business partner saying Joe Biden knew.
Well, Jack Dorsey, if you're listening, or anybody else that's working there really hard, tweaking the algorithms at Twitter. You're one of the reasons this thing went so wide as quickly as it did. Build curiosity and go ahead and try and keep this thing off Twitter today. Especially this story, this update to it.
Yeah. Daily Mail UK and Great Britain's on it.
Yeah. I mean, this story is going wide very quickly.
Fox will be all over it tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's not on their website.
Yeah,
yet. Yeah. So don't know if it's on. Well, it'll be on TV. If it hasn't, it will be very soon.
Yeah, but if Twitter thinks this helps their agenda by, trying to keep the story silent and keep people from seeing it, they're only going to build curiosity like they did last week when the first story came out. So. Headlines may not tell the full story, but parties who were on the email exchanges do. And they did.
deities that will lead us to salvation. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley on Red Eye Radio.
And he's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Well, a pretty interesting last 8 hours or so.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been?
It has been.
The story from Fox News that the Hunter Biden laptop subpoenaed in 2019 is part of an FBI money laundering probe, according to documents.
Hmm.
And that came out yesterday or late yesterday afternoon, and then followed up by the story, really not a story in the New York Post, but a full statement from Tony Bobulinski to the New York Post, Hunter Biden's business partner. And you can read the entire, it's over 600 words. If you want to read the entire statement, you can go to Eric tweeted it out, and I retweeted Eric's tweet. So if you want to check it out at our, you know, on Twitter, it has not yet been blocked.
No,
not yet. But Tony Bobulinski, who was one of the recipients of the Chinese email.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is, how does this relate? What does he know about the Ukraine? Was he there at that time? I don't know. I don't know when he was brought aboard.
Right.
So this seems like to be a China deal, not a Ukraine deal.
Yeah. And or could there be more coming?
You know, right, I guess. I mean, I just those are just the questions that I have to ask. But as he said, my name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. There are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. He talks about how he received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant to this story. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russia disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. This, by the way, this letter to the New York Post is coming out here in the last few hours.
Right.
He said, what I'm outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May 13th, 2017, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in the email is that of Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him to sign off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that is not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They say they were putting the Biden family name and legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it, as soon as it came from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent this from happening. The Johnson Report connected some of the dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and had gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant. And so I am not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I have no political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. So what does he know about the Ukraine? What does he know about all of this?
Right.
But, I mean, it's just, this is unbelievable. I mean, you want, finally, we have a bombshell Thursday.
That might go into bombshell
Friday.
Hey, you know what? We asked that question. Will people be talking about this on Friday?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Biden won't be, but everybody else will be. Okay, seriously, what do you do about the debate tonight? What do you do about it? You're just, the only thing you can do is hope and pray that it's going to turn out like everybody thinks it's going to turn out, where the moderator essentially gives the vice president, the ex-vice president, cover. And they don't allow this to go on and on and on. Look, this story is going to really create a lot of noise during the day. The moderator can ignore this story and not bring it up. But, you know, they've already set the topics. How does this not fall under national defense?
National security.
National security.
Yep.
So how does it not?
Well, you make it.
If you're Trump, you better make it. You've got to. But if you're the moderator, I'm guessing it still won't come up. I'm guessing it still will not come up.
Well, you've taken every single excuse.
Yep.
That the Democrats and the Biden has thrown out. They've all been flushed down the toilet now because you've got somebody, a business partner, on the record, in a statement, cooperating with the federal government.
Your son's business partner is on record and is now cooperating with the United States Senate.
Yep.
And you know that, Mr. Biden. Answer the questions. Make the statement as his business partner is asking you to do. You repeat that over and over again if you're the president tonight. Over and over and over. His CEO is on record and is cooperating with the U.S. Senate. Because it doesn't matter what Biden says in response to it, because he's not going to come out and go, okay, fine, I confess. That's not going to happen. And the moderator's not going to do their job. But what you're counting on, and this is what we talked about, we started talking about it in the 2016 season, you make the direct allegations. So then the rest of the media that's not already on this story by then has to fact check you. Make the allegations, repeat them, repeat them, repeat them, repeat them, and repeat them so that it's like the catchphrase from the debate. Make it the catchphrase of the night so they can't do anything but fact check it.
Well, since Mr. Bobulinski is clearly not hiding.
No, he's not.
And he's saying, this is what I've seen, this is what I've done, this is my name, I was on the email, this email is legit.
I'm cooperating with the U.S. Senate.
So how many interviews will he be doing today on Fox?
If I'm a producer at any of the TV networks, I'm telling you, get this guy on.
And that's the difference in a story. You can go back and forth with source stories and ask questions and everything else. But when you get somebody on the record, the only thing the media wishes to do at that point is talk to that person.
Yep.
So is CBS and now you said that NBC did cover that
Giuliani turned it over
right
to state authorities, and now the FBI has the hard drive, a copy,
his copy. They had it already from what we know, but so they're at least covering that portion of it. How don't you cover this? Because now you've got a person stating it.
Right.
Can't block it anymore.
You can't.
Can't block it on Twitter anymore.
No. Nope. You can't. You cannot. You can try anything that you want, but there's no way to block this, because it is going to be, this thing will be retweeted to no end, and it will be every major real journalist that's out there. I mean, if it's true, at the Wall Street Journal, you know, is doing an investigative piece on, look, they're known for their investigative pieces. Ask Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking right now that I'm wondering, because now that the story's out, I mean, if they, because that's one of the questions Breitbart had, that the president knew about this story coming out. And is it because, let me ask you this, is it because, did the president know because the Wall Street Journal called the president, said this story's going to be coming out? What's your comment on it for some reason? Or did they, is that why Biden has a lid, because the Wall Street Journal called him and said, look, we have this story coming up, this investigative piece. Are these things true? And they thought it was coming out a couple days ago. They might have thought it was coming out Monday, because that's one of the questions. We thought this story from the Wall Street Journal would be out by now. From Breitbart, is that why he decided, I'm doing a lid for 3 days?
It's possible this story from the Wall Street Journal was about to go to print, and then they learned more. I mean, we're learning more. I mean, I know it doesn't work that way inside the newsrooms, especially with an investigative piece, but it's quite possible that they finally got somebody. I mean, who knows? They might have an interview with Bobulinski. They might have more than what statement is to the New York Post. I don't know.
Well, what I was guessing is that the Wall Street Journal, this is my question to Bobulinski, did you talk to the Wall Street Journal? Is the reason you came forward is because you thought the Wall Street Journal investigative report was coming? And I don't know. I mean, these are all questions. Mm-hmm. But if they were doing an investigative report, did they talk to Bobulinski?
Right.
And he told them, hey, here's what's going on. And then when they didn't print it, he said, okay, we've had enough. We're going with this.
Or he just made the statement he wanted to get it out to the media, and also confirmed that the Post story was correct and accurate. And he and the Post knew that the Wall Street Journal was coming out, and they just wanted to scoop him, right? I mean, if I'm Bobulinski, I'm going to anybody and everybody. I don't care exclusive. I care about clearing my name. I care about it going wide.
Right.
So I'm gonna do interviews with anybody that asks, so I can get it out there.
That's what I do.
Right. And so if that's the case, then he'll be all over the place, and quite possibly, you might see that Wall Street Journal piece in the next day or two.
Will be interesting to see if anybody else speaks up.
Yeah.
The other business partner.
Yeah.
I don't have his name here at the moment, but the other business partner that was mentioned,
right,
who he was hired by. I wonder if they'll have any comment.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if they'll come out to saying he was a disgruntled employee.
Right. Gillier, is that right?
Gillier, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So, all right, because if you look at it, you know, statement is one thing, and it's, by the way, the statement is pretty complete on a number of items. But you might get again on an interview, especially with the Wall Street Journal or any other publication or news outlet, an interview is probably going to go a lot further. By the way, 60 Minutes, if you want to put out real news, get Bobulinski. Do an interview with him.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah, we can't substantiate it. It's unsubstantiated.
Yeah, exactly. 866-90-RED-EYE.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Quickly, let's go to Robert in Wisconsin. Robert, welcome. You're on Red Eye Radio. Welcome to the show. Hi, Robert.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing? I guess this puts to bed any question whether or not Trump is going to show up at the debates tonight.
Well,
I think he'll be there with bells on.
It brings up the question, will Biden show up? You know, I mean,
I think they should give an extra minute to whoever's first to the microphone.
You know, wow. It's my only comment. Yeah,
thanks. Appreciate it.
It will be interesting to see again how it plays out. I suspect it's going to play out just as it would without this story breaking. That the president will be the only one making the accusations and bringing up the questions. The moderator won't be doing that, and that Biden will get cover from the moderator. I just don't expect it to go any other way.
The only thing I see that could cause that to be different is the fact that the pressure is going to be, I would expect it to be amplified like we haven't seen from Republicans in a long time.
Right.
Because you've got the business partner now on the record.
Yeah. By the way, another listener says, Nanny Twitter asked me if I would like to read the article first before I retweeted it. Wow. Twitter at work. Try to cover it up. You can't.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. From the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the world, 866-90-RED-EYE. He is Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. Good morning. RedEyeRadioShow.com. We stream live. Get our app. Put it on your phone and listen when you want. Hi, Eric. We have some breaking news overnight.
We do.
We can actually say bombshell.
We actually have a bombshell.
And mean it. Bombshell Thursday.
Yeah.
We have it. There's the front page of the New York Post. And this is overnight. All right. So this is something if you're just waking up and you didn't hear the news at the top. Well, I don't know. If the news at the top of the hour, depending on the news that you heard, we don't know who might not be covering it.
Right.
But you might have not heard this story yet because it's breaking news overnight. There's the front page of the New York Post. New bombshell Biden-China deal. Business partner confirms Hunter emails are legit. Says he worked with big guy Joe to solicit millions from the Chinese in 2017. That's the front page of the New York Post this morning. So far, Twitter has not blocked any of it. That's because you have had one of Hunter Biden's business partners go on the record in a statement to the New York Post, a full statement by Tony Bobulinski. Eric tweeted the statement out, the New York Post story, and that includes a statement. It's Michael Goodwin's column, and the statement, full statement by Tony Bobulinski to the New York Post, and then I retweeted it, so you can find the entire article there. I'm not going to read the entire statement, just the important parts of it,
right.
And some that give it a little bit of context, like the first couple of sentences where he says, my name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. This afternoon, I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. Then he goes on to talk about why he's doing this, and he talks about his family's history in the military, his grandfather's service, his father's service, and his service. And then he goes to his political motivation. He said, I am also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats. He said, if the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant to this story. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. He then talks about leaving the military and then how he became an institutional investor, investing extensively around the world, traveling to 50 countries. He said, what I'm outlining is a fact. I know it is a fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC Chairman Ye and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to, quote, the big guy in the much publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I was firsthand that that's just not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the family name, the Biden family name, and its legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return of on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Johnson Report, which was the Senator Johnson Report, this is really interesting because I wonder if this helped set Bobulinski off. It seems like it might have. The Senator Johnson Report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't done that and wouldn't do that to their partners. Here's what I'm wondering. James Gillier, who's the other business partner, did they screw him over too? And so will he?
Right.
Because you're thinking, and we said, you know, you expect attacks on Bobulinski today. Expect he's going to be attacked.
Right.
He said, I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant and so I am not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them, which means he's willing to do so. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the, the Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. And he ends with, God bless America. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty incredible stuff here, because this is confirmation that this is even, I would say, it's better than if Director Ray had come out and just said, yes, we can confirm it. That it is, those are legitimate, because you have somebody who has a great incentive now in Bobulinski to come out and tell a story. And so this is going to be, you know, I'm guessing the media is going to be all over this trying to get interviews. It's one thing to get a statement, you know, which I think is fairly complete. If you read this statement, he's covered pretty much everything on the big stuff anyway. But if the media goes in and does an interview, you know, you have investigative reporters at the Wall Street Journal or somewhere else do an interview with him, there's no telling what we might learn. You know? And so I think this is bigger than if the FBI had confirmed it.
And again, this thing broke overnight and, missed it. It was focused on a few other topics and was just scanning, and it was actually going to Breitbart and just checking on, just seeing what different headlines were.
Well, I mean, we had kind of a bombshell on the subpoena story that came from Fox News yesterday afternoon and evening.
And we were focused on that.
Focused on that story, right.
And then I just happened to go to Breitbart, and I'm glad you just mentioned the Wall Street Journal, because it's Breitbart that says that they've got an investigative piece coming out on this and haven't done it yet. Here it is from Breitbart. Bombshell statement. Biden insider claims he was recipient of the email, says he witnessed Joe and Hunter discussing deals. And that goes straight to the lie where Biden said he never talked to his son about deals.
Right.
A whistleblower CEO and Biden insider, Tony Bobulinski, released a public statement on Wednesday evening backing up the reporting of the New York Post from last week and claiming that he personally witnessed Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, discussing business deals with his son, Hunter Biden. Now, this is the interesting part. Sources familiar with, well, it's all interesting. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal story has not been published yet, several days after the newspaper staff indicated to some the piece would come out. It is unclear why the journal has not yet published, but President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week that such a story was coming from the newspaper, which brings me to the question, is that why he was so free in using the whole term criminal?
Yeah, I think it could be.
That he had an idea that was that this was coming out. Is this the idea? Because normally, when a paper comes out with a story like this, they may contact the administration, or they might contact the campaign and say, we're coming out with this story. Do you have any comment on it?
Right.
On what Mr. Bobulinski has told us, or because he might have given them records and things like this. We have these records and these records that show this. Any comment on it? And did they refuse comment? And then is that why? Because it was sort of shocking when Biden said, I'm going to put a, with the information that we had then, he could have just kept denying it. Is that why he put a lid on for 3 days till the debate? 3.5 days, really.
Really, I mean, because there won't be much today. It's all going to be focused on the debate tonight. So, well, and I mean, honestly, with Biden, if that were the case, if the Wall Street Journal had called the Biden campaign and said, "This is what we have. Any, do you care to comment?" If they had this, and more, then it is all but proof. And how do you deny it?
Well, what it also means is that this came from the laptop, which means
yes,
that what came from the laptop is legit.
It's legitimate,
which then takes you to the Ukrainian deal.
And it gives us some insight as to what was going on there and who these other players might have been. You know, with Bobulinski saying, look, you know, it became clear to me through the Johnson report that China really had no interest on investment. It wasn't about the return on investment. It was about getting access. And so that's why I say this is better, I think. This is more enlightening than the FBI. Yeah.
He didn't say he learned that from the report. He said that's what he got firsthand.
Well, that's firsthand.
Yeah, right.
So when you put all that together, to me, that's better than Director Ray coming out and saying, you know, yes, I can confirm this is genuine. Because, again, it gives us more insight as to what was going on there.
As Breitbart writes here, Bobulinski's statement would be the first on-record confirmation of this from a source in the Biden universe. Mm. Screenshots public by the New York Post indicate that Bobulinski was one of the recipients of the email in question. The email was authored by James Gillier of the consulting firm J2CR. Now that Bobulinski is publicly confirming the authenticity of this email, which, again, he was the recipient of, that furthers the story significantly, and Joe Biden's presidential campaign does not deny their authenticity. That's the problem. And now they really can't. Now, and again, what you're also seeing here is what does he know that will show a pattern of doing this? And will the pattern go all the way back to the Ukraine and then show other patterns and other instances? Because that's what Bobulinski is saying here. Let me get to this part here. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities.
With an S.
Even though some were from communist-controlled China. I don't want to go to sleep today.
Well, okay, because see, there's the thing is that the Wall Street Journal is doing the piece. when you're doing an investigative piece, you know, you're jumping from one step to another as you learn from, let's just say they've done an interview with Bobulinski. I don't know that they have, but let's just say they did. But if he learns something there, or if they learn something there, they're going to follow what he's telling them in the interview. This may be why we haven't seen this Wall Street Journal piece yet, because they've just cracked open a huge safe. And could we learn that, you know, more about the dealings with Ukraine and everything else through the investigative piece from the Wall Street Journal?
Well, and you, if the Wall Street Journal, as Breitbart says, do an investigative piece that's centered on what Bobulinski has, it's more than just a statement. There's documents they would have. If the Wall Street Journal is going to do it, they may have gone more liberal in their news department, but they know how to fact check.
Yeah.
So they would fact check. So if this is the, if this statement to the New York Post is a preamble to a Wall Street Journal story, we'll be talking about it on Friday. Does it, will it pass the Friday test? I believe it will.
I mean, it's amazing. This is a massive story.
See, all the big things happen overnight.
They do.
866-90-RED-EYE.
The benchmark for a record amount of national acreage burned by wildfires in 1 year is 10 million acres.
Only twice in modern history have we seen 10 million acres burned nationally. First time that happened was 2015. That's the record that still stands. Ended up that year with 10.1 million acres. And then 3 years ago in 2017, we just barely topped the 10 million acre mark with an official total of 10.03 million acres that year.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We've seen almost 8.5 million acres burned nationally so far this year as of October 20th. And of course, about half of that has burned in California alone.
How likely is the country to reach the 10 million acre benchmark this year?
We are not yet to a national record, but given what we have seen to this point, it would not be surprising to get at least very close to that record. And again, that comes without much of a contribution from Alaska.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The USDA report is brought to you by Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel Fuel.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Well, this story is moving at the speed of light. When we came in, I know when I woke up from my nap last night at 10 o'clock, that's when I first saw the story that the laptop connected to Hunter Biden was linked to an FBI money laundering probe by the documents that have come out. And they're saying, well, there's nothing on those documents that say it's targeted at Hunter Biden, but it's targeted at his laptop. So we were discussing that for a while to start the show. And then the other breaking news and that came out over the night, which was a Hunter Biden business partner who wrote a statement to the New York Post. He was part of the email that was released 7 days ago, the China email, as they call it. And he said the facts set below are true and accurate. In fact, if you want to read the entire article from the New York Post, you can just go to Eric's Twitter site or my Twitter site.
Yep,
because I retweeted what Eric had done on it. And it's really unbelievable. I mean, it really, when you think about it, it's really unbelievable, because what he's saying is, look, Biden talked. This wasn't a Hunter Biden business where Joe didn't know about it. Joe was a part of the business.
Right.
And the Chinese, they weren't doing this for a return on investment. This wasn't a business deal. It was a political and influence deal.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then that sets the legitimacy of what was on the laptop to begin with, which takes you all the way to the Ukraine and the legitimacy of that particular email, which then also sets up a pattern of doing this. And what he is saying is he's got the evidence.
Right.
He's got the communications. He's got the papers.
And he's cooperating with the Senate.
And he's cooperating with the Senate. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Here's your forecast.
Heavy snow has developed overnight, moving into the Dakotas and into northern Minnesota. Light sleet and freezing rain accumulations will be possible south of that area. Light sleet and freezing rain accumulations will be possible from South Dakota into central Minnesota. Bitter cold temperatures will follow this weekend, along with another storm impacting the Pacific Northwest tomorrow and moving down the Rockies through Monday. Bismarck, North Dakota, will pick up about 4 inches of snow from today's system. And some freezing drizzle is already in place around Rapid City, South Dakota, along I-90. We'll see a rain-snow mix beginning later today for Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Most of the interior central U.S. will be dry. The desert Southwest and California will be clear. And then by Saturday, look for a big snowmaker from Idaho into Montana. A Thursday look at your national weather forecast from Red Eye Radio. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
A mass of chaos and anarchy every damn night. Red Eye Radio.
And he's Eric Harley. I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. By the way, the other story out there is this from thehill.com. There are other news publications saying that they might do it, the Democrats. But the headline, Democrats will boycott the committee vote for Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. Mm. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee will boycott today's committee vote on Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. The plan comes as 10 Democratic senators on the panel have been discussing how to protest the GOP's plan to confirm Barrett next week to the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Democrats on the committee said in a joint statement that the push to confirm Barrett was a sham process and accused the Republicans of breaking the promise and rules established by refusing to give Merrick Garland, the former President Obama's final Supreme Court nominee, a hearing or a vote. So they say they will boycott today.
Yeah, right.
That, so they're expected to hold a couple of press conferences. I did see one thing where they're going to put up the, in their chairs, like the baseball teams are doing.
Yeah.
They're going to put cardboard cutouts of people in their chairs that have been, will be hurt by Barrett's nomination, but the only thing is, well, with that, if you saw the poll numbers that had come out, we had read them to you earlier, they went through the roof. Her confirmation hearings and her response must have impressed a heck of a lot of Americans, because she had a 7-point favorability when first nominated and named, and now it's 20-point lead, 20 points.
Right.
51 in favor, 31 against, like 21. I don't know, or 20, whatever it is, 19, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's where it is right now. So 18 or whatever, 18, I don't know on it. So, this can't help the Democrats.
No.
Because
no.
And it's like the majority of Americans understand that the court will be a little bit more conservative. Still the huge margin of support for Barrett.
Right.
And will that get, how much will that be a story today? We had other stories we weren't able to get to because of the Hunter Biden story out there. I'm going to set them aside right here because one of the stories we want to get here, hopefully we'll get to it tomorrow, was the, with the bombshells coming out.
Wow.
It was Bombshell Thursday, goes right into Bombshell Friday, but really some interesting studies pointing to a big drop in COVID-19 death rates, something the media really isn't covering that much. It's
right.
Who gets it?
Yeah.
And the really important thing is, yes, hospitalizations and, what level hospitals are at when it comes to how full they are.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that's really important is, super important, is the death rate down drastically all across the board.
Right.
Even elderly.
Yeah.
Down drastically. So we will get to that, but it's hard to get off the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story with Hunter Biden's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, coming out and saying, "Sorry, it's all true.
Yep.
Joe was involved in it. This wasn't a Hunter Biden business. This was a Biden family business. And Joe is the big guy.
Yeah.
And talked about that, you know, Hunter would go to him for advice. And this is someone who was hired by Hunter Biden as the CEO of the company, and just said he had enough, and actually stated that the Senator Johnson report that had came out opened his eyes, that the Bidens had gone behind their partner's back to get millions from the Chinese, and also said from his own knowledge, observation, and experience, the Chinese were not interested in a monetary return on investment. All of it was political influence.
You know, when he's hired, he's believing that this is going to be, you know, from the statement, you gather that he believes going in, this is going to be legitimate investment.
Right.
That's what he was involved in when he left in the military. That's what he did. Went around the world, and it was genuine investment. Well, then he realizes the Chinese aren't, they don't care about return on investment. It's not about investment for them. In terms of money, it's about influence, access. And the Bidens set it up to make it happen.
And
pocketed a great deal of cash as a result.
And if you're just tuning in right now and you haven't seen the story, you can go to Twitter, look at our Twitter sites, and we've got the whole New York Post article. And as he has stated, he's doing it. And again, you made the statement off the air that expect the Democrats to have a picture of
Bobulinski
with a crack pipe.
Yeah, or something, you know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the attacks, you said it earlier, but that's the kind of attacks that you'll have when you're inside of 2 weeks. You're now 12 days away from the election.
He wrote a full statement to the New York Post. He said, if the media and the big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant to this story. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this great country, he talked about his whole family's military service and his military service, mm-hmm. and the fact that he wants, you know, his whole goal is to be a legit investor.
Right.
I can no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russia disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. Mm. After he said, and then talked about after leaving the military, he became an investor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what I'm outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of, it's Sinohawk Holdings, which is was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May 13th, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that is not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized that the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Johnson Report, which is the Senator Johnson Report, connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize that the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they had not done that and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask that the Biden family address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant. And so I am not in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I do not have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain. I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. And he ends with, God bless you. And he talks earlier in the, I didn't read the entire article because there's a, he, you know, he sets up, you know, his politics and says he's really apolitical, except the only donations he's ever given to a political party has been Democrats.
Right. Well, and, you know, again, cooperating with the Senate here.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows what we're going to find? My gosh. There might be a days of testimony. There might be, who knows what's going to happen from here.
Right here this afternoon, I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a great day for the Bidens.
No. No, I am just, it's just when you know, you think about it, this is more than they ever had on anything on Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the Democrat standard.
Right.
You know, you think about this. This is guilty, 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 guilty by the Democrat standard.
Oh, that, sure. Yeah.
Clear. But they had nothing, as we talked about. Russia collusion went on. You know, the Mueller report, you know, the Mueller investigation, all that went on. It all went on for over two and a half years. Mm-hmm. And they had nothing.
Right. Here you have. And who knows what in terms of the forensics that the FBI has done, because we get word that, you know, that it was part of a money laundering investigation.
And think about the impeachment.
Wow.
We have this witness here. What did you hear? Well, I didn't hear it, but I heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else that they thought this was the president's motivation. Remember that?
Yeah, right.
Here you have a direct witness, a business partner. No, sorry, Joe Biden's lying. He was all over his son's business dealings.
Wow.
And what's so dangerous is that, you know, the whole Chinese deal, and the fact that what he is saying was on that laptop is legit, now gets so much closer. And I don't know, maybe he can legitimize a Ukrainian email. I don't know.
Right.
But that legitimizes everything as being Hunter Biden, which legitimizes the Ukrainian email, which then sets a pattern because he talks about the different entities.
Mm-hmm.
Plural,
right,
and individuals. And so we know we can go from the Ukraine all the way to China. So you set up a pattern of selling your influence as a vice president and a former vice president,
right,
and someone who might run for office again,
right,
in the future.
Mm-hmm. And what he said, you know, on his way out the door, what he was telling you know, these some of these foreign entities, look, I'm going to be very active still, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's selling the brand there. I'm going to be, what he's saying is, I'm still going to be very influential.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that in December of,
yes,
that's right. He said that. Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Still going to be very active, right, and very, right, influential.
Right. Don't worry about Michael Flynn.
Right.
I'm still going to be here.
Right.
Wow.
Which is to say, right, what? I mean, if you think about it. I mean, if you apply it to this, that's saying my checking account is still open. Wow.
It's going to be one heck of a day, isn't it?
Well, and then we have Gillier.
Yeah.
I mean, could we hear from Gillier, and could we hear more from Bobulinski? I suspect we'll hear more from both.
Well, I'm assuming that you're going to have at least, well, we know the Wall Street Journal talked to him.
Right.
But you're going to want Fox News. They're going to want him on.
Mm-hmm.
OAN's going to want him on.
And a Wall Street Journal interview. I mean, the statement, I think, covers a lot.
Well, if the Breitbart story is true, the Wall Street Journal has interviewed.
If it's accurate.
Right.
And if that's true, an interview is going to cover even more. We're likely to learn a lot more.
Well, the Wall Street Journal, if they're doing an investigative piece and he's the centerpiece of it,
yes,
they've got his documents.
Right.
Wall Street Journal is just
because
not going to take an interview.
They're not going to take
it.
They're going to want proof that what he is saying is true.
866-90-RED-EYE.
The fuel and exhaust systems inside diesel engines work closely together. As a result, fuel and exhaust-related issues can be some of the most difficult to diagnose. A symptom in one system can often arise from a problem in the other. Here is a common fuel and exhaust issue that might not be what it first appears. Your equipment is releasing more exhaust than normal. A sudden spike in emissions can mean something in your fuel system is amiss, possibly the injector, which supplies fuel to the engine. When functioning correctly, the fuel injector facilitates a clean, efficient burn by spraying a fine, even mist of pressurized fuel and air into the combustion chamber. Increased exhaust can be a sign of deposits building up on your injector. Deposits make for an uneven spray, leading to an incomplete burn and thus higher emissions. To reduce injector deposits and the added emissions they can cause, Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Diesel Fuel contains an injector stabilizer, giving the fuel the strength to stand up under the intense heat and pressure inside modern injectors.
This report is a service of Shell Rotella.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. We'll see where this story goes today. I was already looking overseas. Daily Mail UK already on it. The business partner for Hunter Biden coming out and saying, nah, Joe knew all about it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a very busy news day. You couple that with the, with the debate that's going to be happening tonight. Yep. And you know, you're not going to hear anything from the Biden camp, likely.
They got to respond somehow.
At some point, you're going to have to respond.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you do. Because, again, they don't know. Unless the Wall Street Journal has said, here's what we have. And now they just can't respond because it's way too much. How do you defend yourself if there's proof against you?
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.